RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
Now, you've heard recently in the news and in print as well, the word homophobia has been thrown around a fair bit. But what does that necessarily mean, especially in a legal context? To explain to me a bit more, I have Nolan Blackwell, the director of FLAC, the Free Legal Advice Centre here in Dublin. Nolan, you're very welcome along.
Thank you, Scott.
So, Nolan, tell me about the word homophobia, because it's a word that a lot of people will be very familiar with, but maybe in terms of a legal aspect or a technical aspect, not many people might know exactly what it means. Can you explain a bit more for us?
Yeah, well, I suppose any of the phobias, so xenophobia, homophobia, any of these words that mean a hatred of somebody on the basis of some characteristic they have, has to be examined as to whether there's an exact legal meaning for it. And in truth, the law doesn't talk like that about discrimination against a group of people. And in the case of homophobia, you're talking about discrimination or hatred of people on the grounds of their sexual orientation. So homophobia as such isn't the word that the law uses. The law does not allow discrimination in the workplace on the grounds of sexual orientation. It doesn't allow most discrimination in an awful lot of services on the basis of sexual orientation. But really beyond that, discrimination is possible. So where a person can legitimately complain that they've been discriminated against at work or in the provision of goods or services on the basis of their sexual orientation, they'll have a case in law. Beyond that, there isn't much to protect them except an underused piece of legislation which prohibits the incitement of hatred, and it's called the prohibition the Prohibition of Incitement to Hatred Act. And it's there for a long time. It's there about 25 years or more at this stage. And it's a complex and an old-fashioned piece of legislation. It has been used on occasion, for instance, where travellers have brought claims that somebody incited hatred against them. On the same basis, somebody could say hatred was incited against them on the basis of their sexual orientation because they were gay, lesbian, whatever. But it's a tough piece of legislation to use, and it hasn't been used that much. It is a crime, however, to incite hatred against somebody on the basis, on any basis.
And does it surprise you in that case that, considering such a law is there, that it is so underused?
I think it's a complex piece of legislation that needs updating anyway, so it's a tricky piece of legislation to use. But in Ireland, as in any democratic state, the other balance is the balance between the right of people to freely express a conscientiously held view and the need not to incite hatred. And this, I think, is often where nobody quite knows what the answer is. So it's very hard for a lawyer to say, if you give this opinion, you are within the law, but if you give a slightly different opinion, it is incitement to hatred and therefore criminal behaviour. Our constitution, our laws, fundamental human rights protect the right of people to free speech, to free opinions, to freedom of conscience. But in all of these rights, that prohibition has to be balanced off in law against the public good. So in each particular case, and as society develops as well, there is always a tension between the right of people to hold opinions and to express them freely on the one hand, and then to recognise that it is in the public interest and in the public good that people not be vilified. So that is also forbidden by our law. But it's not a black and white situation. No wonder people often think the law is foolish or an ass or whatever they call it, because it is so hard to explain clearly what that balance is. But I think what most people are trying to achieve and where we should all be aiming for is that you respect the right of somebody else to freely express their opinion, but that person is also required and has the responsibility to respect people's other human rights. So there is a fundamental human right to have your sexual orientation recognized. That must be recognized. And a failure to recognize that is a failure to respect fundamental human rights. Similarly, a failure to allow freedom of speech is freedom of speech, which is within the bounds of normal free speech and is not hate speech, that too is a breach of fundamental human rights. So it's a balance.
Right, okay. Well, as you hinted at yourself, the law is never a simple thing. But indeed, with any luck, hopefully that may have cleared a few things up a bit. But in the meantime, Nolene Blackwell, Director of FLAC, the Free Legal Advice Centre, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Scott.
RTE Pulse. The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
That's right, you are listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott the Butler, here on RTE Pulse. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so by sending a tweet to at RTE Cosmo or at Scott the Butler, or as well as if you're on Facebook, you can send us a message to The Cosmo on RTE Pulse, our Facebook page. Jenny Butler is in studio with me. Hello, Mrs.
How are you?
Not too bad at all. How are you getting on?
I'm good.
So we were having a chat a while ago before, well, I guess before we went on air, and we were talking about, you know, job applications and certain things that you have to fill in. So you were saying that, or you were suggesting that, you know, when it comes to that little part, if it's on the application to talk about your sexual orientation, you're not a big fan of it.
I'm not. Reason being, I understand that it can kind of mean that, okay, the place might have a diversity policy and that might make it a really great place to work. But I don't necessarily want to be the person that has to tick that box. So, you know, it's like the 2% of LGBT people that work here are really happy and we have a diversity policy, and that's fine. Obviously, it's great to work at a place. I personally work at a place that does have a good diversity policy outside of here.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just that when it comes down to the people survey and things like that in work and you have to tick that box, I'm kind of like, well, do I really want to tick the box? Do I really want to have that on my, because it would go on my profile.
It will go on your profile. I guess on the other side of it as well, though, is it's not necessarily being put on the desk that you're going to be working or anything. You know, yes, your boss is possibly going to know, the HR is probably going to know, but, you know, your colleagues aren't as well. I think it's an interesting situation because, say, you know, I've worked for a small amount of time in a certain British broadcasting company, and during my time there were certain questions that I did have to fill in. So one of them was, because I was working in Northern Ireland, one was, do you come from a Catholic or Protestant background?
Oh my gosh.
So, well, see, I guess for that kind of background, for the kind of the cultural context, it does make sense because they want to make sure that there is an even number of people from a Protestant or nationalist or unionist background versus Catholic and nationalist. So in some ways that kind of makes sense, but then of course there is the other aspect as well, you know, ethnicity. So in that case it was, you know, are you white, Asian, UK, white UK or UK non-resident, that type of thing. And then it eventually came to sexual orientation. Now I know for me, I didn't think it was that big of a deal to tick the box, but I can see where you're coming from.
It's just from my point of view with the sexual orientation thing, I don't know, it's like, well, if you're going to hire me to do the job and you're going to put me through the interview process and bring me in, and regardless of whether I look like a little lesbian version of Kung Fu Panda, that's completely irrelevant. You know, I'm still festively plump all year round also, but
that is terrible.
You know, it doesn't really make a difference. I might look a certain way, but that doesn't mean I am a certain way either. Whatever. I think if you're kind of going in for something, if you hire me on the basis that I can do a job and do the job well, it should hardly matter, you know, what I'm into outside of work.
Well, we're getting a few tweets coming in on this already. Jenny, how about reading this?
We have Wolfgang. When they ask, I tick the box because A, I am, and B, if they ask, they usually have a diversity policy, hashtag good place to work.
And I guess that is the thing as well. If companies aren't really actively trying to make sure that, you know, the workplace and the workforce are quite diverse, I guess that's great. New one, is there?
There is a new one. I think it might be Jean or Jeannie. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sorry if I'm not. There was a joke in one place I worked about me being a lesbian. I had disclosed in the interview I was a feminist.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That's really interesting, actually. All right, well, there's a situation. Well, I guess the girl isn't working there anymore anyway. if that would be the case. Let us know what happened there, maybe, Jean. That sounds really, really interesting. But I guess, you know, for the most part, there are people who, you know, will feel completely comfortable, you know, ticking that box. But I guess as well as that, people have the right not to do it, because there is always an option to say rather not say, just like there is in really in any other of those type of boxes, whether it's to do with ethnicity or background or anything else.
Yeah, like for me, I'm completely out at work in all aspects of my work, be it here or be it outside of here.
Yeah.
I'm completely fine. I don't mind people knowing that. I'll freely talk about it. But when it comes to people hiring me on the basis of it or it being part of the recruitment process, I just don't see how that makes a difference, whether I like Adam Levine or whether I like Pink or whether I like them equally. I don't see how that makes a difference. I can either work in a radio studio or I can't.
Yeah, well, this is true. But I guess the other side of it as well is that, you know, if they are, you know, pushing, well, not even pushing, but I guess if they are trying to make sure that everything is as equal as they can be, I guess kind of what harm? I guess, you know,
Then do you hire somebody who can't do the job as good as somebody who could have based on them being LGBT because you want you to have more of a diversity? Like, if it's between you and me and you're straight and I'm gay and we have the exact same, you know, kind of great interview, nice people, we fill out the box, we tick the, you tick straight and I tick gay and whatever else, and we go off and it comes down to it, and for whatever reason, you know, I happen to be really terrible at whatever it is they're hiring us for, but you get the job, or vice versa.
I highly doubt that it comes into a thing of quota, because I do think, keep in mind that there is a difference between, you know, maybe keeping records and then having an actual quota. I don't think there's really many companies in the world that
that's why it's kind of non I need five lesbians. Please apply within at RGE Gosmo. Hashtag lonely, desperate, don't even have cats to keep me company.
Oh, God. Okay, this is going to be our Valentine's special.
It is. Oh, God, how sad. We should re-air my dating piece. That'll be a fun one.
We'll do that as well, but also do speed dating.
Hashtag eternally single.
Oh, stop.
Hashtag call me.
We'll see. But still, anyway, getting back to the main point, which was,
I prefer to take, prefer not to say or whatever when I'm doing anything like that. If it comes down to sexual orientation, I'm fine with being out in the office. No problem with that. I just don't see why I should have to tick it on a job application.
Okay, well, let us know what you think. Anyway, if you're applying for a job and the question comes up, are you honest? Are you open? Or do you prefer to keep that part private when you're applying for a job? Let us know at RTE Cosmo or at Scott the Butler, or indeed at Radio J Butler as well, if you want to get in touch with Jenny and possibly offer a few cats or God knows what else, or even a job. God even knows what happens.
Oh my God, you're firing me?
Not just
you. Firing me?
No. You're doing a good job so far. Well, I'll keep you.
It's the last coffee I get for you, Mr. the Butler.
Well, it's usually hot chocolate, in fairness.
That's where I've been going. I'm so sorry. I will leave. I will leave now. I'll leave.
Well, while we will continue this awkward moment in the studio, you listen to Katy Perry and Unconditionally. This is the Country Club Martini Crew remix. Oh no, did I get too close? Oh.